Some U.S. military veterans want Congress to permanently reauthorize and fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund, a program that protects access to public lands and recreation that is set to expire at the end of September. The Vet Voice Foundation says the program helps keep opportunities like hiking and hunting open to everyone, and is especially important for veterans who use the land as a place to recover after their service. In Montana, the LWCF has protected renowned fly fishing spots like the Smith River, parts of the Greater Yellowstone region, and more. Josh Werkheiser, a retired U.S. Army paratrooper who lives in Montana, says the outdoors keep him mentally grounded.
When I'm out there, it's finding a new center. I guess it's how some people have put it. Like, there's not a care in the world. All the anxiety is gone. It's just you and your surroundings. And there's no need to worry about what's going to happen next because, hey, you're in God's hands right now.
The program receives funding for royalties paid by energy companies drilling for oil and gas offshore. Funds are also used to build playgrounds, trails, parks, swimming pools, urban bike paths, soccer fields, and other facilities. More than 41,000 projects have been supported by the fund since its creation in 1965. Werkheiser says it will be a dark day if LWCF isn't reauthorized. He hopes other veterans will be able to feel the rejuvenating effects of public lands in the future.
I'm all for taking fellow veterans out into the mountains, get them out in the water, do some fly fishing, get them away from society so that they can experience what I experienced and give them some time to heal and process everything. And I think without that, we're doing an injustice.
Funds have also helped preserve historic military sites, battlefields, and monuments. Montana has received more than $400 million from the program since its inception more than 50 years ago. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.